here we are today.
Yes, where we are. We're here.
It is. It's a Monday morning.
That's right.
The 16th of September.
That sounds right.
And I'm just, you know, this is kind of my wellness check. Know the
September.
Day, Susan. Know
it's
the
Thursday.
Date.
Thursday. I'm holding up three fingers.
My name is Susan. And all those things, you do it every morning. You wake up and go, where am I? What day is it?
Roy Rogers' horse was named Trigger. Right. No, his dog was named Trigger.
The President of the United States is an asshole. I'm current.
Okay, right.
Now
you're lucid.
Current.
You're awake.
I'm awake. How's it going, Art?
Good. I'm having a good good week.
I haven't seen you much. I was really busy
this
week.
You were so busy. Out on the road.
I
man,
was on
oh
the
man.
Road a lot.
How many miles do you think you drove last week?
Oh, I don't know. Probably I put at least 15, 1,700 miles.
I didn't mean to hit you with a math problem
and
right out of the gate like that.
Like, my name is Susan. It's Monday. And I put a lot of miles on that car. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. And then you drive home after some of it.
I drove home on the gorge Saturday night,
right,
coming up the gorge in moonlight that was, I can't even explain
right.
the beauty. I can't.
That's right. Friday was a full moon, a harvest moon, I believe.
It was gorgeous, but this moon on the gorge was so amazing, and you almost didn't need your headlights on.
Wow.
That's how bright it was.
Yeah.
And just the change of the topography of the gorge as you're coming. I pulled that word out.
Who needs math?
I know.
You got a vocabulary.
I got topography going for me. And it was absolutely stunning. And,
I bet.
And you know me. I step on that stage Saturday night, and 10 minutes into my set, I'm already in my car.
You're halfway down the gorge.
I'm halfway home. I am. It's just terrible.
It's good.
As much as I love doing stand-up.
I understand.
It's staying in the moment. I really have to stay in the moment on my Saturday
night
sets.
I've actually watched football games from the stage before. If it's a sports bar, and they don't turn it off in the back of the room.
Yeah, they never do.
Then I know my act. I can plow through it.
Just kind of go, you know that sound the cat makes?
That's right.
Score!
I try not to halfway through a joke.
And then you kind of go, oh, it's a first down.
Just, you know, because we're up there, we're multitasking. If you're a good comic, you are multitasking.
Well, you have to
you're
be
thinking
three
about
jokes
your material.
You're always three jokes.
You're reading the crowd, you're listening to things, you're trying to pay attention to everything that's going on, you're strategizing where I'm going next
exactly,
and all that. So,
gears.
You know, we're already juggling plates up there, spinning plates, and if there's a good game on. If they're not going to turn it off, they're going to get a 90% comedian.
I know.
Anyhow, sorry.
No, it was,
so you're halfway home.
Our friend Kermit Apio and Brad Upton once told me the story that they had both worked this corporate gig, and it was so bad. Neither one of them did really well, which is a very, you know, I don't believe it, but that's what they told me.
By their standards.
Yeah, by their standards. And they came off and they were talking about the game, and Kermit had gone on last and Brad had gone on first, and they'd been watching the game during their set
right,
because they knew this whole thing was just in the toilet anyway. And they came off the set. He says, you know, not one of us said, God, that crowd sucked. Everything. We just went right to the game. We just started talking about the game. And he says, that's when you know maybe you've been in the business of too long. You know, but you're not doing that play-by-play that you do after your set, you know, in your head.
Right, analyzing it.
Yeah, anyway, you've got a big week coming up.
I got a couple of gigs coming up I'm looking forward to.
And I can't remember what we were going to talk
17th
about.
17th Tuesday, I'll be Camino Island at Club 282, 9/17, September 17.
And that's tomorrow.
Yep.
You're going
to
put some
I'm going to try to put this out, so it'll be in time for that if anybody hears this up in that area. Also, up in that area, the 18th, I'll be at Aurora Borealis. So
which
where
is
you
a beautiful
play?
New club in Seattle.
On North Shoreline,
It's gorgeous.
Great. I hope we get some bodies in
I
there.
Hope there's, it's a great place.
You were there in the summer, so it was a fewer people, right?
Very few.
Yeah,
very few. But I think the crowds are picking up. It's and it's easy parking. It's right there. It's really nice. It's just
great.
Really a great... great time.
I'll be really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You know what happened this last week for me was I got to go see my son's movie premiere.
Oh, yes.
So
how
excited.
Was that?
You know, it was great. It turned out just great. We, Catherine and I promoted it with all our friends. He filled up the living room. Yeah, and it sat like 50 people, 55, something like that.
Perfect.
And we got on the stick and it helped him get bodies in there. And he had his friends there, all the other cast members invited people, and the place was full. No seats empty by the end of it.
Perfect.
And he recouped most of the money that they spent on it, because what they did was go in and sign this contract with Living Room Theater, and then when the ink was dry, they came to us and said, do you think this is a good idea? We're like, well, we do now. Can we get out of the contract? Then, yeah, let's go for it. But it was a very successful evening. His sense of humor is different than mine. Katie O'Grady, his acting coach, said, you know, I can really see your sense of humor in him. And I go, nope, that's his own thing going. I wish it were mine. But he does really kind of absurd. He likes, like, making fun of bad acting and bad dialogue. So that's kind of, it's called crummy.
It's kind of Borat.
You can see it a little bit, even more... bizarre. You'll see if you go to Wonderful People's, its YouTube site, and check out Crummy. And
that's the name of his 30-minute film.
It's about end of the. It's kind of a send up of end of the summer, teen, movies.
Thriller movie. Kind of thing.
It's not really a thriller. It's just teen angsty movies.
Oh, okay.
And it's fun. He got good
it's
laughs.
Crummy.
Everybody really loved it. It's called Crummy, and now he's promoting it on YouTube. So good for him.
Yes.
Good for him. But anyhow, back to you. You
why?
Were at Joker's
Tri-Cities. Yes. I mean, how many years have we been going over there? I mean, that's just it. Is it?
30-some.
Easy 30.
Yeah.
Easily.
That was from the very beginning.
Yeah.
There was shows there.
They have had that bowling alley at Conglomerate Casino restaurant. Has had comedy there forever. And it's always been a hard place for me to be. Because of the environmental thing. I mean,
they've kind of turned their clocks back to 1958.
It's terrible. Well, when we were working at the old Holiday Inn, which is now the Best Western, which is where they put the comics up still.
Right.
But that when the club used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They had the EPA, you know, Hanford had just, you know, they had,
right.
I mean, the Oregonian had, there was a whistleblower that went to the Oregonian and said, they have leaking barrels of toxic fluid.
Going into the water tables. Yeah.
And there was all kinds of stuff. And then the downwinders, it was the home of the Manhattan Project, which, you know, so... I used to just not drink any water there.
Mm-hmm.
I would drink bottled water only, no coffee, anything that's made by that water.
Uh-huh.
And then, and people were oblivious, and they all had scars on their necks because they'd all had either they had thyroid cancer.
Wow,
there's a lot of thyroid cancer during the 60s, 70s,
yeah, right?
And the downwinders. Were we even, you know, so here, what is it? It's 36 years later, 35 years later, I go back there and I'm working there and the crowds are low. There's not a lot going on. Well, evidently the Pendleton Roundup was going on and that's real big because they drive down to that.
Oh,
and then they had Atomic Frontier Days. Where they had marching bands and they had all these things down on the beautiful Columbia River, which they have now contaminated.
Right.
And they're celebrating the Manhattan Project because that's a big thing to celebrate.
They used to have a mushroom cloud on the side of their football helmets.
Well, they were called the Bombers.
The Bombers. I mean, so, yeah. The
high school was literally
level of sensitivity.
A mile from the reactors.
Right, exactly, right.
And it was... uh-huh. And you talk to people about it, they've raised their children drinking this water.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just...
Right.
It blows my mind.
Is that the garbage they're picking up outside?
That's
or
my date.
They're filming a Transformers movie
That's
out
the
there
garbage,
now.
Garbage guys, I know. I know you're listening to it. There's nothing I can do about that. This is a very low budget okay. recording studio.
I hope you can all hear that, so I didn't just sound like I'm hearing things in my head.
Garbage guys are here. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, so
yeah, that's a funny area.
Oh,
but
my
the shows
God.
Went well, I'm sure, right?
Oh no. No, there was. I mean, they were fine. They were. It
small crowds, you said.
Really small crowds.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And I'm.
That
I
show
miss,
for a while
I
rocked
miss,
hard.
When we were coming up, that was one of the best things about going on the road. Is that we were all yeah. coming up. We were all doing, and you'd sit around in the afternoon and have a lunch and just riff and laugh.
Like, yeah, with the
I can't
other comics.
Get these kids, I can't get kids. I can't get them to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, it's just me. I'm sure it's me.
Hard to know. In each case, it's different. But if you don't click with the other comic, it's a long week. You could tell when you don't want to hang out with them and they don't want to hang out with you. And
yeah, or you just, you know.
I used to get guys in my car when David Tribble, who books that show, would send me on these five-day road trips, and they would need a ride. They'd show up,
yeah.
and I'd have to pick them up somewhere at the airport or whatever, and then drive them around. And 5 minutes into it, I'd be like, oh, man, I wonder where they'll find the body. I can't take this guy, because they start immediately telling you all their ambitions, all their goals. They start riffing jokes on every road sign that comes by, and worst, quoting other comedians' jokes to you. It's like, oh, look, I get it. You think that's funny.
Or The Simpsons. So do I. Or The Simpsons.
Yeah, right.
If I worked with this kid, that, first of all, that was the last time I let anybody drive me. Because he almost got me killed. I had all this money on me. I'd been working for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
I had, my cash was on me.
Ah, yep.
And he decided that he's going to go drinking with these guys, and then we're going to go out, and he's going to shoot a crossbow with them.
Right.
The next day. And I went, no, we're not going anywhere where there's weapons.
Uh-huh.
And he almost got me killed. I mean, we went to this guy's house, and there was doilies on the back of the...
like a Tarantino movie.
This is not his house. This is where are the grandparents? Are they in the basement? Where are they? You know?
Wow, yeah.
And they were. It was his grandparents' house.
Oh.
And I said, and he had a bunch of people there, and they brought out the Glocks. They had Glocks.
Oh, get me out of there now.
And I was like, we are out of here.
And why don't you just whip your dicks out and compare? That's really.
Because he didn't have any. I had probably a bigger dick than
that.
I mean, it's just like, it's, you know.
Oh,
and,
God.
Yeah, and then all he could do
That's
is
so
quote Homer Simpson the whole week.
No.
Oh, my God. I just wanted to kill him.
No.
But
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I miss the riffing. I miss the
yeah.
fun and riffing.
Once in a while, you meet somebody and you just click,
God.
And, you know, just going to have laughs the whole week.
It's going to be so much fun.
I can tell if I float three test balloons with someone,
yeah,
you know,
oh, do you?
A little mini jokes, just
yeah.
to, they don't have to even laugh, just acknowledge that it's a joke or some sort of reaction that you can tell that
right.
they get it.
Yeah.
And if it just whoo, just right over their head, you know, it's gonna be a long, boring week.
It you just don't have, and so it, all
yeah.
I did this weekend was teach,
yeah,
that's all I did. I taught,
right? Yeah,
I taught.
Because
they
fun,
all
it?
They wanted to do was run their stuff by me.
Uh-huh.
You know, until I finally said, okay, I don't want to hear any of this anymore.
You're going to have to start paying me something.
I said, throw it out.
I used to tell people, if they'd
just,
be in
I'm
the
not
car.
Even nice. You know I'm not nice. Just get rid of it. It sucks. I just
get
finally,
rid of that. I said, take your whole act.
Exactly.
Put it in a trash can. Put some lighter fluid.
Well, it always
start over.
It always amazes me. These guys are comedians.
Well,
and they all
yeah,
say they all,
tough,
they all talk
right?
about authenticity and originality.
Uh huh.
And yet they're doing pot jokes. They're doing, you know, dick jokes.
A lot of porn jokes.
All this stuff.
That
yeah,
seems
the same
to be the
shit.
Thing now, yeah.
And then they turn around. And they tell you these great stories about themselves. You know, when they were
mm-hmm.
younger. And I'm going,
right.
why aren't you talking about?
Yeah,
this?
Talk about that, right?
But anyway.
Well, I'm sorry it was like that for you.
But it was. Oh, I'm always happy to be working. I mean, once I'm on
yeah.
stage, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's once you get up there. But yeah, being especially.
I got some work done.
You didn't
on
have
stage.
To go in the car with anyone.
No, I don't do that anymore. I don't
then
do that.
They think it's your private little seminar.
Don't do it anymore.
And I'll go, look, you sure you want advice from me? Did you see that signpost that said Pocatello, 117 miles?
Yeah.
Am I the guy that you want to take advice from right now?
Well, you know me. I don't wait for somebody to ask. I just tell them. So I am
good.
That unsolicited advice person.
Honestly, comedian, we need more of that.
No.
We need more honesty.
I have to learn to ask.
Well, maybe you in particular, but in general, we need more honesty. We need people saying exactly what they think instead of just everybody, oh, no, that was great. No, you were great. You killed, blah, blah, blah. And then what do you learn from that? Well, I want to try getting into some of our segments today. We have a couple of things we wanted to talk about. And when we come back, we'll do that.
I'm waiting. I'm good. Okay.
Okay, here we are. And a segment we wanted to talk about today is the then versus now. And I was hoping we could talk about shopping back in the day versus shopping now and what it's becoming. Because huge differences there.
It is.
When I was a kid, we used to go shopping for shoes. You remember, was it Hush Puppies? That had the golden goose.
Buster Brown and the golden goose.
They had a golden goose in their store.
There was another one, too. Yeah, the golden goose shoes are great.
At the end of your shopping experience, you'd get your shoes, and then they'd let you put a token in this machine, and it would drop a golden egg, and it would have some sort of valuable stuff like that you'd find in a Cracker Jack, one of those type prizes.
Oh, I know. They were fun.
And it would come rolling down this big tube.
Oh, I know.
And it was exciting. Man, they made it an exciting thing.
It was. And your foot got measured. You got
right.
to stand on
yeah.
the measuring
oh, yeah.
thing.
Yeah, right.
When you were a little
exactly.
kid, you thought that was just
wow.
I know, this is technical.
It's like being at the doctor.
I know, this is technical. Only it's not getting shoved up my ass.
But it was like shopping was like an experience. I mean, going to the mall.
Well, you planned it. Your mother planned it. You had to have, as a little girl in Longview, Washington,
yeah.
and they had only one store that had my size.
Right.
And it was a little more expensive. We're gonna go shopping, so you had to wear a good dress, and you had to have your good shoes on. You had to have
right.
A lot of the time, if I went with my grandmother, I also had to wear white gloves.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, because you don't get your hands dirty.
So no pajamas. Nobody wore pajamas to the friggin' mall back then.
If I see one more person in the goddamn grocery store in a pair of pajama pants, I'm just going to go fucking postal.
Was your house burned down in a fire? What happened?
I know.
How did you end up in your pajamas in public?
Didn't we talk about this last time?
I think one time.
Yeah, just take the whole bottle of pills. Jesus, you don't have enough self-esteem to put your fucking pants on.
Are you all right? Are you lost?
I know, crazy. But you did.
It was a communal experience. And for the even when we started our comedy careers, that was the joke. It was the headliner taking the other act. The opening act, watching the headliner buy stuff because he could afford it. But going to a mall, I remember when I first started my comedy career, there was a Yamhill Market downtown.
Right.
And I would go there to write. The top floor was open. There was nothing but a couple of tables up there for people to bring food from the food cart up there and a phone booth. And I think I've talked about this. That's where my little office was.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved the bustling, kind of the buzz on all the store. You'd go, either that or the Galleria. You'd go and there'd be people all around you going up and down escalators
mm-hmm.
and but with their bags in their hands and restaurants and bars. And it was the center of social activity mall for decades.
It was.
And that's going away. There's abandoned
downtown
malls.
Portland used to be just a buzz.
Right? Yeah.
It was a great place. That was a big special deal when my mother would take us in and we'd go to Charles F. Berg and Nordstrom's. It was called Nordstrom's Best then, and iMagnon's.
Right, yeah.
And then Meyer and Frank. We always end up in Meyer and Frank. And Meyer and Frank had the clock tower, had the clock in the middle of it.
Right.
And if you got lost, your job was to look at the clock and walk towards the clock. That way your mother could find you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Everybody used that. Yeah. Because I was always wandering around by the jewelry counter because I was kind of a little hard.
Shiny things?
Oh, yeah. Bright, shiny. Yeah. I'm like a crow. And, yeah. So, it was a real special thing. And coming from Longview to Portland was a really
big... Oh, even more impressive.
That was a big deal. And you got to go out to lunch. We'd have lunch at the Tea Room at Meyer and Frank.
Oh, right.
That kind of stuff.
Upstairs. What was the name of that?
JP used to work there.
He worked there when we first met.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a special time. And, buying shoes was really a lot of fun. And you always had a...
Buying shoes, buying anything. I mean, just being in that environment.
And school shopping was a big deal. You had to go school shopping.
See, that's still a big deal. Anything to do with spending money... But here's the deal. Here's what it's changed to now Amazon. I'm not going to say it's worse now, because if I need a plug for my microphone and they don't even make them anymore, I can go around stores all day long and never find it, or I can just have it like droned to my house.
I know.
The next morning.
I know.
For next to nothing. So, I understand why Amazon's taken over. There's a lot of benefits to being able to shop for anything your mind can imagine.
Unfortunately, I disapprove of this man's politics so badly.
Yeah, I understand.
And he's the brick and mortar is going away.
It is. That's the sad thing we're losing. Because it's a meeting place. It's, being out in public. Like now it's, and even in coffee shops, it's you're in public, but everybody's looking down at their keyboards.
Exactly. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And you're sort of with each other, but it's like parallel play for kids.
And people are always surprised when you speak to them.
Yeah.
In a line.
Excuse me. This is my office. I'm at work.
Or just speak. Yeah. Or you speak to them in a line. They're always like, "What? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. See, I'm a human, and you're a human."
Right.
And I was wondering where you got this thing in your cart, because I was looking for that, that kind of thing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're always surprised that someone speaks to them.
Yeah.
I want to go back to that, again, from a small town. When they opened the Lloyd Center in Portland, that was the coolest.
Oh,
mall,
yeah.
Because it was out. Outdoor. Outside.
Yeah, it's styled after the ones you see in California.
Right. Even though it was rainy here,
they would still have covered walkways, but it would be outside.
You were outside,
yeah,
and you
for
had,
sure.
and you had to have your coat on outside. Yeah. But it was so great, and our high school. When I was in high school, it was a really big thing to come in at Christmas time, and we would sing under the Christmas tree. They'd have that big Christmas tree in the middle of the mall,
right?
And the choirs would sing and stuff, and then you got to walk around the mall. For 2 hours with your friends and just go crazy, and then get on the bus and stuff. It was a big deal, It was a really big deal.
Yeah.
And a big trip. I don't know where I guess kids still go on field trips and stuff like that. But shopping back then was so much more. It was a lot of fun. I mean, you kind of went and you did
stuff. It was fun.
And hung out.
And at Christmas
got
shopping.
Got an Orange Julius.
Here's something you can't do on Amazon. You can't just walk between stores if you're like buying presents for your family or whatever and look at stuff.
No.
I mean, you can. You can surf, but what you got to figure out, what am I doing a search for, et cetera. You just walk through the mall. You go to Things From Afar. You go to Macy's. And you get ideas. Like, I should get one of those for my sister,
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the end, we have to vote.
Oh, we do.
Better then, better now.
Well, I'm not as mobile as I used to be, so I'm going to say now.
Okay.
But you're going to say then.
I think given what we're giving up as human beings, given how disenfranchised we're becoming, how isolated we're becoming from each other, I think there's something to be said for a community space.
I miss shoe shopping.
Think
I do
need.
Miss shoe shopping because I just do.
Having someone handle
your feet.
Well, you
have to try them on.
Already.
You have to try them on.
Right.
Know? So I don't usually. Yeah, but that's a tough one. I'm torn.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have it delivered.
It's really nice. It's really handy around Christmas time just to go clickety click click click. Okay.
Oh, Christmas
done.
Time. There's no question. This is better now.
I don't miss the mall and Christmas time.
Because I don't.
You
like
have to park
Christmas
blocks
anymore.
Away from the parking garage. Yeah.
I will go out of my way to go to a small store right. at Christmas time. I won't go.
Yeah, local.
Big time show. I won't do big box stores at all at Christmas right. time. Just because okay. I'm just not going to, and I don't walk that well and that far anymore.
Right, it's long distances.
But
yeah.
it's.
You see people walking in malls still. They use it for a jogging track.
I think that's great, but that's too mm-hmm. bad. They're going to take, I mean, they're just.
That's definitely it's like 2001 Space Odyssey stuff.
Well, and they have
it's
to
all
wear
indoors.
Bullet armor.
That's true
Jesus
too.
Jesus Christ.
Who wants to go in public now when, you know, it's risking it all. Yeah,
I don't.
I hear you. Movie theaters, it doesn't matter.
No.
You're vulnerable if you're in public now.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's frightening,
yeah,
it is. You know.
Still, I think we need human connection. So
yeah, we
I'm going to go with then. Maybe I sound like an old fart. Back in my day, we used to walk.
You do sound like
the
an
mall.
Old fart. You do.
And that's all right. Not fooling anybody. I am. So that's my vote. Let us know. Go to our website, Art and Susan's Podcast, Facebook page. It's called Art and Susan's Podcast.
That's our Facebook page
Facebook.
And stopmeifiveheardthis.com.
It's our website.
Stopmeifiveheardthis.com.
Please.
And I've does not have an apostrophe in it, folks. Just
right. Just leave
all,
that out.
Leave that out. Just run it all together.
And let us know your vote. Shopping, better then.
Yeah.
Better now.
Yeah, better then, better
I
want
to know what you guys think. Maybe I'll change my mind.
And... if we get a consensus, we'll let you know, and maybe
we'll
give you a little treaty.
Yeah, I've got mugs, I'm telling you. They say teabag squeezer on them.
The old teabag squeezer.
That's hard to explain. That's a thing. I didn't think about that when I got the square card reader. Speaking of shopping,
yeah.
that people were going to run their credit cards, and if something's going to show up, teabag squeezer.
Teabag squeezer.
Honey, I'd like to know what this purchase is. It's a coffee mug. Sure it is.
That's got to go in the pitch.
Oh, you're right.
That's got to
oh,
go
you're
in
right.
the pitch.
I didn't think about that.
That's hysterical. That's got to go in the pitch.
Should have come up with something different.
Oh, God. That's
too
hysterical.
Late. Okay. we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about...
I have an embarrassing moment.
Some embarrassing things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be back. So today's episode is brought to you by Simple Simon Taxman. We don't do numbers, we don't do math. So when you come into Simple Simon, rest assured you won't be asked a lot of complicated questions about things you don't understand, neither do we. Come on in and we'll have a cup of coffee and come up with an amount you feel good about. Then we'll enter the number at the bottom of your return and let our computer work backwards to fill out your forms. No hassle. No fuss, just good old-fashioned guesstimate. Simple Simon Taxman, we have a hunch you'll like us. Okay, so that was our fake sponsor for today.
I think it was a good one.
Someday there'll be real sponsors.
Simple Simon.
Right. Okay.
That's my motto, though, is the kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have to. I do. I have to keep everything simple for myself anymore. I really do.
And then it's not like people don't do that. Enter the number they want to pay.
Yeah.
And then just sort of work backwards.
That's what I do.
You know? Oh, that I'm can't just, be right. That number can't
that's
be.
That's way too much.
Oh, that's right. It was 1,000 miles to Richmond.
I know. I have a tracker now on my phone.
A mileage tracker.
A mileage tracker.
That's good, yeah.
And you can go business or personal. Business or personal. And if it's business, you just name the trip.
No, that's
so
pretty good.
This is keeping track, so that's really much better than it has been in the past
right.
with me. It's been, well, let's get the map out.
I don't know. Pretty far. I went pretty far.
I know.
You can't put that on your taxes.
No, you can't.
Seem like a long ways.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so our final segment for this episode, because we did promise to keep these episodes short.
Shorter.
Is
this one? This is a segment that can go on and on
stories.
And on and on, because
we've
lived in, we're both in our 60s, and we've all had embarrassing moments our whole life, and It's embarrassing to tell about it, but do you have did you have one today that you wanted to?
Oh, no, this, this isn't from today. I have a story today, but this is from when I was in college and our choir was touring the Bay Area. And we went to the Fairmont Hotel, some really nice
so
hotel,
beautiful.
Very plush hotel downtown.
Gorgeous.
To do a concert for the some of the supporters of the college. It was,
college,
you know,
supporters.
Formal attire. And they told us before the the dinner, now we're going to put two of you ambassadors of Whitworth College at each table, and there's going to be a table full of people that are going to be watching you. We want you to be on your best behavior.
Oh, God.
Right, already. It's like,
I know,
oh, God,
geez,
what are you trying to get me to screw
my
up?
My butt just got puckered talking, thinking about it. Oh, my
Because these people, a lot of them are going to donate a lot of money to the college. I mean, we got this lecture beforehand.
Yeah.
So just mind your P's and Q's and have a nice dinner, and then we'll do a concert. So, of course, white tablecloth dinner and red punch being served.
Red punch?
Red punch.
Oh, yeah, always the best.
On a white tablecloth.
Yeah, there you go.
So I drink down my I drink down my red punch down to about half, and somebody comes by with some more to fill it. Here's the pitcher. Would you like to fill a little more ice in? So I start pouring ice in it.
Oh, no.
And you know how the ice doesn't really pour at first?
Yeah, no.
And it becomes like an iceberg calving into the water. It was just a large chunk of ice going straight into that glass.
Oh my God.
And just kablooey. It spread out red on a white tablecloth like a crime scene, like 8 inches in every direction from the glass.
Yeah.
And I'm going, what's a nice dinner without, you know, making a big mess? And everybody was just looking at me like, nope, we're not going to laugh. We're not going to let you off the hook.
Oh my God.
No, they weren't having it. They were like, yes. And I was like, well, how about that? You know, yeah, what are you going to do? And finally, waiter comes by and says, can we get something for that, sir? And I go, well, yeah, sure. Something would be helpful. So he comes by with a hanky that's half the size
of the stain. Yeah.
And just sets it in the middle, like just to accentuate it more than anything.
Gosh.
There you go, loser. You set your glass on that layer and just live with that. You just sit there and live with it like a scarlet letter on my chest.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's
scarlet eye for idiot.
That is so.
Rest of the meal, yeah. So, yeah, there was no escape in that moment. Anyhow, you got a story, I'm sure.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to some friends not long ago. We had lunch together, people that I went to high school with. And we were talking about, you know, as you have these people in your high school, the guys, you know, that were the football players and the, you know, they were good looking. They were the virile kind of guys, you know, and they were, a lot of them I went all the way through school with right from kindergarten on, you know, and they were just sweet, great guys. And over the years, they've kept up with me, which is really sweet because I was not popular. I wasn't one of those girls,
right,
you know.
Right.
I was just Suze, you know.
Right.
Just, you know, they were dating everybody else, but I was, you know, I was the one that they talked to in the halls and laughed with and stuff, which is fine.
Right.
It was great.
That's why we're comics.
Well, and bitter.
We weren't
and
the
bitter
popular
too.
Kids.
We're a little bitter. And anyway, so but over the years, you know, you go to high school reunions and run into them and stuff like that. And they've kind of kept up with my comedy career. And a lot of them live in Seattle and they're all, most of them are attorneys.
Ah.
And one of them is this great guy who's he's an accountant for a pot store.
Beautiful.
But he's, you know, he's been advocating for that. He's just a really interesting guy. So anyway, I'm doing a show for Kermit Appeal up at the Edmonds Theater.
Right, the school fundraiser.
The big school fundraiser. And they probably have, that night there was probably, you know, 400, 500 people in the audience. It was huge. It was in this big theater and stuff like that. And the guys they said, Suze, come and, you know, come and we'll take you out. We'll go have tapas and had drink before the show. And so we went out. And I was really, you know, I was all dressed up and stuff. And I thought, oh, God, you know. And all these guys have aged really well. They're all very handsome.
Uh-huh.
And we're chatting around and stuff. And I said, I have to run. I got to go to this theater and blah, blah, blah. See you later. So afterwards, the show went well. Afterwards, they came backstage and they said, let's go have a beer. And, so we went out having a great time. And I'm just try to be as charming as possible. And, they're just sweet boys. And as we're walking back to the car, I say goodbye to them and stuff. And I go back to my hotel room. And the whole time I had been talking to them at the bar, mm-hmm. I had a huge hanging booger.
Oh, no.
The whole time.
Oh, God.
And to this day, I just cringe. I don't ever want to see them again. And not one of these guys said anything to me. But
what are they going to do?
The minute I walked away,
they went,
man, did you see that thing?
Oh my God, I thought I was going to hurl.
I thought there was going to be a bat that flew out of that nose. I was dying.
Oh no.
So embarrassing.
Well,
Oh God, I don't.
They're our age, so they have to know.
Oh, you know something? It doesn't.
Things.
They're all old high school football buddies. You know that the minute I walked away from them, they are just laying on the ground laughing.
God. So if you have a new nickname now, every time you see him.
I wonder what they would call me. I can't even think of something, but it's just terrible. And we've got this big reunion coming up. That's what, next year.
Uh-huh.
And they're planning it. And I'm going, I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't think I'm going to go. I don't think so.
If you do wear a mask,
I should
come
just,
like Silence of the Lambs.
Or just put a, I'm just going to put a clothespin on my nose. just in case something flies out. Oh God, it's so embarrassing.
You can't go back and get that.
You
moment.
Can't.
Nope.
You should have seen my face when I walked in the door of the hotel, and there was a you walk through the vanity area where there's a mirror into the toilet, and I walked by that vanity mirror and I went, oh shit, oh my God.
Somebody should have told me.
Why wouldn't they tell him? Or just keep going
Susan.
Keep, squeezing your nose and scratching your nose and giving you, because I will take the hint.
Go and look in the mirror.
You got a little something.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. I've had.
Well, yeah. We're
I had
at
an old boyfriend
now,
tell me that one time when I was in Boise.
Bad.
He goes, you got a bat in the belfry, and I didn't know what that meant.
Oh, I haven't heard that term either.
Yeah, you got a bat. You got a bat in the cave or whatever it is.
Oh, kick! I don't want to know that term.
But it's better than you got a booger
hanging out.
I can't even say it.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that's
yikes.
My embarrassing moment. It's one of them. One of many. many.
Yes, and there'll be many more to come.
Yep.
And we'd love it if you. Why not our website?
Right. Hey, listen, before we go, I want to plug a show that I'm doing, okay?
Because right. Yeah.
I love these people, and I want to make sure that everybody knows I'm doing it. I am going to be at, let's see, I've got a couple here. That's that one. Okay, I'm doing the 26th of September. I'm going to be performing at Spilt Milk for Spilt Milk.
Nice.
Out in Multnomah Village at... it's a new club.
Oh, it's not at the same old.
It is O'Connor's, but it's a new name.
It's a new name.
It is the old O'Connor's.
If you go on Spilt Milk's website.
Milk, I'm going to be posting it on my Facebook page.
Yeah, good.
And it's an early show. It's a 7 o'clock show. It's the 26th of September.
Yeah, good.
And then on the 28th, 28th, I'm going to be at... a great gig called the Lucky Dog Casino.
Right.
Up in Potlatch on the edge
of...
That's
a fun show.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
That's fun.
And it's going to be... it's up on Hood Canal.
Shelton, Washington. Near Shelton,
just out in
Washington.
Outside of Shelton, Washington.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really fun.
It's a really fun crowd. That'll be great.
It's a great show. So that's what I'm going to be doing, and I think that's an 8 o'clock show. But
8 o'clock,
Spilt Milk in Portland, Oregon.
On what date again?
The 26th, and it's out in Multnomah Village.
Okay, yep. And I'll be at West Seattle Brewery, October 4th.
Oh, I love that gig, too.
That's what I hear. Really looking
forward
to that.
It's really a fun gig.
And then you'll be performing October 19th, we got to start plugging this show for our buddy Rod Long, who's raising money to fight his cancer.
Right.
And we're going to go up and share our love and support for Rod, our long time friend and funny guy.
And the information for tickets is on my Facebook page, and we'll put it on our podcast page on Facebook.
Right.
Where to buy tickets.
Yes.
Aurora Borealis on the 19th.
Right.
It is going to be a semi-formal affair. You got to get dressed up.
Oh, maybe I won't go.
You're going. You're going.
I love you, Rod, but you should see the coats that used to fit.
But, I mean, it's going to be a dress up kind of, but it's going to be a nice evening.
Okay.
And just the best of Seattle is coming out. I mean, the best of comedy.
Yeah, Tom McTeague is coming in from Texas.
Oh, my God.
And Brad Upton's going up, and Kermit.
Kermit, they're all up. They're all doing it. Yep. It's just great. It's going to be so much fun.
It'll be a good show.
And it's going to be for a worthy cause. It's for, to benefit.
We've got to help each other out, man. Things
happen.
It's
going to start this. Jeff Young is doing this. He's starting
he's putting it together. Yeah.
And hey, listen, we want to thank you for being supportive of us. And we would love it if you give us a review on iTunes. Stop by. Give us a star review, and maybe also just give us a little feedback on our Facebook page. If you don't have something nice to say, that's fine. Just make sure it's a private message.
Don't let anyone else, for God's sake.
I mean, because, we are humans and we get our feelings hurt. But thanks very much for coming by, and have a great week, you guys.
Right. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.